Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Y'all bear with me for a moment. Trying to get this music together and it's in. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ. So happy to have each and every one of you all. Well, tell me to try again in 30 seconds. So, praise God. Yeah, I hope you guys can hear this song. Be trying it anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Know that God's still in charge. Do you ever stop and look back over your life and think about how the God of the think about how the cross and how the testimony. Right now, somebody right out, tell the Lord. Good choice. It's a beautiful thing when you realize and acknowledge that God gave you eyes so you can see, ears so you can hear. He even put taste buds in our mouth so we can taste. But above all that, he's given us a mind to make decisions. I just look at all of those things. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle. It's Christ called by the will of God. Christ Jesus, we truly happy to have each and every one of you guys. We I wanted to play another song, but the Lord allowed that to happen. So, hey, there it is. But they say, whoop, there it is. Well, praise God. We have a word of prayer. Then we're going to get into the praise review. And we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, past, present, and future. But we'll get into that as well. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we learn whose we are and who we are. It is in your word, Father God, that you have taught us to be diligent. It is in your word, Father God, that you have taught us that we can be like you, Father God. So it's in your word, Father God, that we can live by your word. We can have that assurance by your word. I thank you for it. I thank you for your word, Father God, because it's in your word, Father God, that takes us to the place that we need to be in you. We just want you to know, Heavenly Father, you're the driver of this vehicle. And we want you to know that we're in the passenger seat. So we're not saying anything. You just tell us, Father God, what to do and how to do, and we'll do it. However, Father God, it's no mystery to us about what a good God we have, what an awesome God we have. It's not even a mystery, because we know you bigger than our haters. We know you bigger than our nightmares. We know you bigger, Father God, than those flaws that we have had in our lives. We know you're bigger than all of that. We know you're bigger than diseases. Friends who call themselves our best friends, you're bigger than them, Father God. So you're a bit forward, because we know that Christ is divine, and we are the branches. So the vine and the branches are connected. So we're connected to you, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Father God. The same sap that's in the vine is in the branches. Thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that you open up a highway for us to go down, those that are faithful, those that are responsible for staying the course, those who have first believed you, then we got a chance to experience you. I thank you, Father God, that we're the devil's worst nightmare. I thank you, Father God, our children and our grandchildren are blessed, because we're passing that blessing on, and the devil don't like it. And we personally don't care what he likes. Partnership is with you. Thank you, Father God, for salvation. Thank you for the filling of your Holy Spirit, the infilling of your Holy Spirit, I should say. But I thank you for it. We've been designed to be one with you. With that being said, I agree with this prayer. Say amen and amen. Amen. Okay. We discussed this week there's a higher calling. So if somebody want to talk a little bit about that, you're welcome. We talked about to obtain it, what you have to do. Someone want to talk about that? Let's talk about that. We talked about Hebrews 1 and 3. Hebrews 10 and 1. We talked about being in Christ. We talked a little bit about Colossians 1, 27. We talked about a lot of scripture about the glory of God. And that's where God wants us at. That's where that higher calling is at, is in him. And the part I really like this week, we talked about what the higher calling is not. And that's the place I'm going to start, too. Because you need to know what it's not so you don't get confused with what it is. Everybody's not in the higher calling. They may say that, but then, hallelujah. And, of course, we did do our foundational scripture, which is in Philippians 3. We didn't get into all of that, but we did go down to the, I believe it was the 13th verse, and we did it to the 15th verse. So we'll read that. And in the other scriptures that came to mind, we talked about, we'll talk about them. We were happy to hear on, I think it was Wednesday, Evangelist Renee had completed her task with the doctors, and she sounded very strong, and we're thankful for that. That was uplifting to hear her. And we thank everybody for their testimonies on Thankful Thursday. Evangelist Sharon got us going, and that was inspiring. And, of course, on Friday, we talked about having a good confession, having the same confession that God has, the same one that Christ has. And we talked about the I Ams. And so any of those things you want to talk about, today we'll talk about. First, we'll read our foundational scriptures, and then we'll kind of go from there. In Philippians 3, verses 13 through 15, reads like this. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the higher calling of God, and it's in Christ Jesus. So let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Well, I want to begin by saying that I don't claim to know everything. He don't count himself to be the smartest man or genius or any of those things. He said, but one thing he learned in this life is you have to forget those things that are behind. And I want to say to you guys, if you're going to ever go forward, you're going to have to forget what's behind you. You can't continue to try to hold on to friends that really don't mean you any good. You can't continue to try to hold on to the old garment. Sometimes you got to let those things go if you want to move forward. Now, if you don't want to move forward, yeah, continue to hold that, because that's weight. That's dead weight. That's those things that would hinder you. You got friends, so-called friends, let me put it that way, so-called friends, they don't really, not really, they don't really mean you that good. So sometimes you got to forget that. Yes, past relationships, you have to forget. There's past jobs. And, you know, we all do this from time to time. We think about, well, some job that we worked on, it was all of this and all of that, and we go, man, I wish I had that job again. No, you don't. No, you don't. Stop wishing for the past. You know what? Paul started this scripture out by talking about rejoicing the Lord. He said, because he write the same thing to you, because he indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. God is happy to share this message, and we ought to be rejoicing in this. But by the same token, he said, beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of those that see, here's the thing. You got to understand, brothers and sisters, that because they say, I'm your brother, I'm your sister, that don't mean that they're really your brother or your sister. So he says, forget those things that are behind you. And then he said, beware. Pay attention. Beware. Because, see, Satan will use anybody or anything to get you down, because he don't want you to the higher calling. So we talked about, you know, what you have to do to get to the higher calling. It is a pressing way. Don't fool yourself. You have to press. You got to forget. And you got to reach. We didn't really get into that, but there are some things that we need to reach for. Those things that are before you that you need to reach for. And if you're going to obtain it, that mind like Christ, to be able to think like God, walk like God, there's a lot of things that lie before us that we ought to be reaching for. Have that same kind of love. I told you all on the other day, Satan don't want you to know this, but God expects us to love like he loved. See, it took me a long time to really receive that. So come on now. God, are you serious? Yep. God is really serious. God don't love sin. He loves the sinner. But when we start operating like God operate in that higher calling, you'll be surprised how different things in your life will be. You'll find yourself forgetting a lot of things. A lot of things won't even bother you. A lot of things won't even come near you. You'll shake it off because it doesn't mean anything. Because you're reaching forth unto something greater and something bigger. And that's the mind of Christ. That's the higher calling. That's the thing we got to press toward. Press toward the higher calling of God. But it's in Christ Jesus. Don't forget that. So we'll talk about any of these scriptures you guys want to talk about. That was pretty much the foundational scripture. Anybody have anything you want to share on any of those things that we talked about this week, you just press 1 and we'll let you in. That's for sure. And we're going to go on with the review. I personally want to share a testimony of mine this morning that God blessed me with, and I want to share with you guys. God said this It's in John 10:28-30. And I give unto them eternal life. See, God give us stuff, but we have to receive it. But now let me read the rest of this. It says, and they shall never perish. Y'all underline that. Never perish. You will not die. God have given you eternal life, and you'll never die. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. You won't be plucked out of, I mean, Satan might throw a lot of curveballs here and there. He may say a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, listen to me, his hand. I don't care what you go through. I don't care what you're around. You could be the biggest drunk in the world and go back around. Satan ain't going to pluck you out of God's hand. You might have been the biggest whoremonger around, but you ain't going to be plucked out of God's hand. Because he said, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Or when that thing get my spirit, you're a winner. You ain't going nowhere. I don't care the lies Satan might whisper in your ear, this happening. No, you ain't going nowhere. God got you. He determined that you make it. If all be lost, you're going to make it. Trust that. Hallelujah. Well, one of the scriptures that I want to, unless somebody have a scripture that they want to talk about this week, I'm going to open up the whole broadcast here. So just start. If there's a scripture you want to talk about this week that we talked about, then the Lord giving you that you want to share, come forward. But I want to talk about what the higher calling is not, what it is not. That's where I'm going to start at. But anyone else have anything you want to share before we get into this review?
Good afternoon. Well, Pastor, I wanted to read those scriptures from the Message Bible. That was John 10:28-30, them real and eternal life. They are protected from the destroyer for good. No one can steal them from out of my hand. The Father who put them under my care is so much greater than the destroyer and the thief. No one could ever get them away from him. I and the Father are one heart and mind. Amen, amen. That's just beautiful. Amen. You can't be taken back. We're going to be for it always. Amen.
Okay. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor, for reading that. That was out of the Message Bible?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome.
Well, I want to show you that. I want to begin by saying that if you're going to obtain, we said you have to forget those things that are behind you. That's including this religious teaching that's out here, like because you are this and you're that, you're part of the higher calling. That's not true. Over in Ephesians 4, I want to say it's about the, let's see here. I go to it. Let me start with the 9th verse. Ephesians 4 and the 9th verse through the 13th verse. Now that he ascended, talking about Christ up there, what is it but he that also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he may fill all things. Watch this. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He gave gifts. These are gifts. Being an apostle is a gift, something you receive. Being a prophet is a gift. It's not the higher calling. The higher calling of God is in Christ. Not that they're not, but you have to understand that higher means higher.
All right.
So higher calling is a higher calling than apostle, prophet, evangelist. I know there are going to be some people who will dispute this, and that's okay because I understand your limited knowledge of truth. But the higher calling is in Christ. So once you're in Christ, then you begin to operate in the higher calling because there's a lower calling. See, this being apostle, prophet, evangelist, all that, that's lower calling. To have a higher calling, you got to have a lower calling. A lower calling is like being a pastor, teacher, all of this stuff here, that's a lower calling. But God has a higher calling. And I said something last week, I don't think it's worth saying it again today. And that is that if you got a higher, you got a lower. If you got a higher, you got a lower. Just that simple. If you're in this grade and you're looking for a higher, you don't go to the fifth, you don't go to the third, you don't go to the sixth. No, you go, if you're looking for a higher than the sixth, you go to the seventh, eighth, ninth. See, that's higher. Nine is higher than eight. Now, I know y'all know this, and you said, oh, Pastor, this elementary. I get that. But a lot of people, they don't really understand that. They say they do, but they don't think about it like that. Just like the enemy has got folks blind thinking that because you're a pastor, you're an evangelist, or this is the greatest thing to ever happen. No. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be able to preach the gospel. Man, I thank God every day. I'm not ashamed of the gospel because I know it is the power. But listen, brothers and sisters, when you start operating in that unity of the strength and of the knowledge, and we talked about that Friday too, the knowledge, we may get into it today if you guys want to, but the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, see, once you began to get into the higher calling, and it comes through, being an apostle, it comes through a prophet, evangelist. See, that knowledge will come through there because it takes that to bring the body of Christ to that perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
All right.
You have to have all that to get you there. That's right. Now, henceforth, stop being tossed to and fro and carried around with every wind and doctrine in the slightness of mankind and craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. See, there's a lot of people, they wait to deceive you. But learn to speak truth and grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. He wants us to grow up to that level. And in order to do that, you have to be willing to press your way. Got to press your way through all of that. Then there comes, if you will, you start operating in the glory of God. See, as long as you're doing this other stuff, you're not really operating in the glory of God.
Say that.
See, when you begin to press and to the higher calling is where you began to operate in the glory of God. In Colossians 1, I believe it was verse 27, we read this. Because everybody doesn't have this. Because it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, well, it's start with 25th verse. The 24th verse says, well, 23rd verse says, I'm going to start with the 23rd verse. Because there's so much there to unpack. If you then, where it says, if you continue in the faith, you got to continue now. Can't just start. You got to continue in the faith. Grounded, settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my suffering for you. I fill up that which is behind of the affections of Christ in the flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. But I just underline that the word of God has to be fulfilled. Then he says this, mm-hmm. He says, even the mystery which have been hid from years or from ages, from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints. Let me read that one more time. Even the mystery, there's a mystery, which have been hid from ages and from generation, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God will make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which Christ in you is the hope of glory, who we preach warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we might present every man perfect in Christ. Boy, that's a job. That's a job we got to do. We got to be able to present. See, when you're in the glory of God, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Yeah.
You got to hear that. Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Christ in you is the hope of glory. Can I say that one more time?
Yeah.
It's that Christ in you that's going to bring that glory. Remember, we talked about 2 Corinthians 3:18, and also we talked about being revealed from glory to glory. Listen, dear heart, I don't want anybody to be shocked, but you are required to get into glory so that things can be revealed to you from glory. God don't want you in that carnal mind state. He wants you in a spiritual mind. And you can't be in a spiritual mind when you're thinking carnally minded or when you're earthly minded or carnally minded. So it's necessary that you become spiritual minded, and spiritual minded is in the glory of God. That's what it really is. I mean, people ain't teaching that like that, but they just think you can be spiritual-minded because you say you spiritual-minded. Well, because you say you spiritual-minded, don't make it spiritual-minded. Because I parked my bicycle in the garage, don't make it a car because I said it's a car. Because it's in the garage. It's a two-car garage. So my car, my bicycle's in there, and I'm going to say that don't make it.
Amen.
Because I parked my bicycle in a two-car garage, don't make it a car because I said it.
Amen.
So because you said you are spiritual, I mean, so what makes you spiritual is because you are in the spirit. You walk in the spirit. You live by the spirit. Everything you're about is about God's spirit. You're not trying to do anything without the spirit of God. That's what you got born again by, his spirit. You're being led by his spirit.
I hope so. Amen. Amen.
God's glory, according to 2 Corinthians, I'll go there now. You know, I don't mind going there in a heartbeat. In 2 Corinthians, I wanted to get into this Hebrew scripture, but the Lord is saying go there. So I think it's important that we, because we're doing what is called, I like to think of a review. It's something you go over, something you already have dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going over 2 Corinthians 3:18 said this. It said, but we all, with one face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now listen to this. Are changed. This is how you're getting changed now. And when I look at that word change, I always think about those transformers. Yeah, you ever see these transformers? They start off a car, but boom, you can transform the change up into become a, I don't know, they become a robot. They look toys, and then they change them, and boom, they become something different.
Yeah.
Well, when I look at this word, that's what I think about. We're being changed into the image from glory to glory. Now, if it had just said the image, that would have been fine with me. But he didn't say that. He didn't say that. He'll mess you up. If you don't read the Word of God, if you don't get the true knowledge, see, if you just got changed from glory to glory, okay, that would be fine. But that's not what he said. He said the same. The same. The same. You resemble the same thing. You conform in the same respect. The same.
Yeah.
See, if you hadn't said that, I would just assume that, well, I kind of, sort of. No. In other words, when you said same, it's nothing different.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It resembles. They're like when you say identical twins, they're the same. It's this. But when you say, oh, there's no resembling, you know, I don't see the resembling there. That means that they're not the same. But we are being changed.
Yeah,
if I could say equal, I would want to use that word. If I could say compatibility, I want to use that word. If I could say like, just like, or if I could say alike, maybe alike, that's what, when he says in that same image, that's what he's talking about.
Thank you.
You know, people talk about identical twins.
Mhm. Yeah.
And there are mothers. There are some mothers that have to look at their twin twice and say, "Oh, because they're so much identical. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They look just alike."
That's right. Amen.
God wants us to match him. Match us with him. Matching.
Mhm. Yeah.
I know there are less. No, it's nothing different. It's nothing different. It's nothing unlike. He wants us to be like him in every aspect. That's why he wants us to be one with him. That's why it's important for us to operate in God's image and after his likeness. The same. Can I say that one more time? The same. I know somebody probably saying, why is he making a big deal out of that? I get that. I can hear it. Because it is a big deal. For you, you are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. Satan don't want you to know because he can't do that. You understand that, don't you? That's what Satan can't do. He can't imitate that part.
Amen.
He can't imitate you being changed from glory to glory because he ain't in there. He ain't in that glory. At one time, he tasted it. He knew what it meant to be in that glory. But he don't know what it is now to be in that glory. You know, he have no hope. Trust me. If he hadn't knew he was crucifying the Son of Glory, he wouldn't have done that. He never done that. The Son of Glory knew he wouldn't have done that. That's what the Bible said. I didn't say that. He didn't mind crucifying Jesus. That a piece of cake. He didn't realize he was crucifying the Son of Glory because when he did that, that opened the door for us to operate in the glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
See, Satan didn't forget what it was like being in the glory of God. He knew what it was to be in the presence of God. That's where he fallen from. He fallen from that place of glory.
That's right. Amen.
But there again, we talked, I think it was Friday, about the knowledge. And we'll probably go there because, see, knowledge is a thing where you have acquired some understandings. And I know some folks want to say scientific, all that. I don't get into that part. But I know one thing. There is two ways that you have knowledge. You either learn it or you experience it. Now, there are probably some other ways. But if you're talking about obtaining it, knowledge, you either learn it or you experience it.
That's
now,
right.
There's some things you can read in a book and you still don't have the knowledge. And I guarantee you today, Evangelist Renee probably would tell you, hey, not probably what she might say. She said it now. But she'll probably tell you today that if you're to somebody with 3925. But anyway, what I was saying is Sister Renee would tell you she's experienced what it is to have sores on her body. She has that knowledge. Now, I might read about it. Evangelist Sharon, who was a registered nurse and all that good stuff, she learned about it. So when Evangelist, y'all following me, when Evangelist Renee began to explain to her where she got enough knowledge because of her nursing. And I'm not saying she don't. I'm just using her for this moment and this time. Because I'm sure I got a couple other people on here been nursing and did some nursing and all that good stuff. But Evangelist Sharon, you can explain to her through the words, and she can identify. Explain to you, Evangelist Renee, and she identified. Why? Because they both have the knowledge.
Amen.
See? So it's some things you got to have the knowledge about, and especially when it comes to being the church and not going to church. Everybody don't have the knowledge of that.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
A lot of people have accepted it, but they haven't. They don't have the true knowledge of it. Because there's just so much you can read and learn, and then there's so much you've got to experience to have the full knowledge. I'm talking about have the same knowledge. And that's where I'm trying to go to, having that same experience from glory to glory. That's knowledge that you got to experience. These are facts. Not only do you have the facts as part of your information, but you have the experience.
Amen. Yeah.
I can tell you today God is a healer because I've been healed. Not only because of medical records and this and the third, but I can tell you God is a deliverer because I've been delivered. Oh, I know the scripture says, but I can tell you from experience as well that he is a deliverer. Not he's going to be. He is a deliverer. So I can go ahead on and speak that out right now. See, that's why I was telling y'all Friday about the confession, and I'm going to leave it alone. And then anybody want to go from there, you can. But Friday, we were talking about these confession sheets and the things that we confess. Because, see, you got to start confessing who you are and whose you are in Christ. I could spend a month on just talking about the different kind of confession because, first of all, it is God's word. It is the power. It will quicken you. I can tell you a lot of things that the word identified with us and became flesh. The word is a spirit and it has life in it. So when you're confessing, a success, not a failure. When you confess what the word of God says, it's a fact. This is where knowledge comes in there. When the Bible says, see, people say, well, I'm blessed going in, blessed coming out. I don't know how they judge their blessing. They could say it because Deuteronomy 28 and 6 says that could, or they can say it because they've experienced it. What being blessed is. Blessed is happy. Yeah. I tell you I'm blessed. I know I'm blessed because I'm blessed because I'm happy. I'm happy to wake up.
Yeah.
God have allowed me to put my right foot in my right shoe and my left one in my left one. I can raise my hand. I can see daylight with my eyes. I mean, I can smell. I can. Man, I'm blessed.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And without all of that, he woke me up. He gave me another chance. Do you realize that's a blessing when you just wake up the next day and able to say, thank you, Lord. And you look back over your life. I don't know if y'all heard them songs I played in the beginning, but boy, I tell you, it doesn't matter what folks did.
Hallelujah.
You can look back and you can acquaint yourself with God's knowledge and God's word, and you can say, I'm truly blessed.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You could have been somewhere else. You got free and you the people you know and gone on to a grumbling judgment. And here you yet have the opportunity to make a difference.
Yes.
So I'm blessed because it's a blessing to be able to be 3 scores and 10. I'm blessed.
That's right. Amen.
I'm proud of it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
A lot of people wish they were walking around and able to get by and do stuff I do at my age. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to overlook that? The devil is a lie.
Amen.
I rejoice in that. Matter of fact, I rejoice in the fact that God have given me the knowledge to know that it's not about going to church. It's about being the church.
Mm-hmm.
That's some new knowledge. My daughter was telling me, well, Daddy, you know, you taught her this. Yeah, but honey, don't stay there. You don't have to stay there. Life evolves.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. Life evolves.
Give the Lord.
And in everything, I was thinking about how I taught my kids to tie shoes. They got these sneakers now. You ain't even got to tie them up. Just slip me your feet in them. Life evolves.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah, that was the time you had to get in your car and pump it to start it. Pump the gas. You ain't even got to do that now. They don't even have gas. So life evolves, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
I never thought about, God, 50 years ago, having to be able to talk to people all over the world right from my living room. Life has evolved.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys could throw something in there, too. Life has evolved. 30 years ago, mm-hmm. you didn't think about being able to pick up a phone and take care of all your bills and everything right from your phone. Life has evolved.
That's right. Amen.
30 years ago, you didn't think your doctor's appointment would be virtual. You didn't think that. Life has evolved. That nurse called me and said, the doctors want to have an appointment with you. I said, oh, God, what time? Oh, you ain't got to go nowhere. Because it's going to be a virtual.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Life has evolved.
Amen.
You have to get with it. Period. This is a new dispensation. This is a time that God wants us operating in his glory with him.
Hallelujah.
It's getting close to the end, brothers and sisters, and that's how God's going to keep us safe in his glory.
Thank you, Lord.
When you read Psalm 91, that's all that is. You're in God's glory. You've been protected and don't even know it. We didn't get into some of the other scriptures, but we might get into them next week. We didn't do Ephesians 1:12, 2 Corinthians 3:18, Philippians 4:19. There were some scriptures that we wanted to get into and really show you harmony by being in God's glory, by being into that higher calling. But that's higher calling. Pastor always say this in her prayers, but God would give you a peace that go beyond all understanding. Well, that's in God's glory. That's what that peace said.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about this world, you'll never have peace here.
Amen. Say that.
Well, it's open. Anybody have any scriptures or anything they want to share?
Amen. Praise God. Well, Pastor, going back to Ephesians, I was going to read that from the Message Bible, beginning with verse, let's say, well, from the Message Bible, excuse me, beginning with verse 7, so 7 through 13, I believe it was, you read, but you started, I think you started, maybe in 8, but the Message Bible started verse 7, and excuse me for my voice, because it seems like every time I get ready to read, you know, it don't come out clearly, so we binding that up in the name of Jesus. Amen. So reading from Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 7, it says, but that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of us is given his own gift. The text for this is, he climbed the high mountain. He captured the enemy. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. It is not true that one who climbed up also climbed down, down to the valley of the earth. And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up, up to highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. So you were talking about the gifts that we were handed. And as we accept these gifts, it's for the edifying of the church, so to edify one another and teach one another the right way that they can be in the glory of God. So I was enjoying the word as you were going along, letting us know that, yes, we are blessed when we know God's word and we stand on God's word. And the affirmation or the words that we speak on the affirmation sheet or confirmation sheet, it's good that we, you know, have one of those, you know, lists of the I am, because through that it has helped me to be more aware of God's word and helped me to also, you know, meditate in God's word. So as Pastor was sharing, if you don't have one, send him your email or something that you're able to have that sheet. It's also in the prayer book, too. I was trying to get more prayer books, but I don't know if they changed the address or what, but I wasn't able to get any more. But that's okay with that affirmation sheet that Pastor had given, or had, you know, to those of us who have, it's been a blessing, because even my grandchildren are there, like right now they're 7, the younger ones, because the older ones use it too, but here the babies are saying these scriptures, and they might not understand it right now, but the more they speak, they speak in the word of God over their life. And so, you know, it is truly a blessing. So let us know, you know, we could, you know, thank God. And I thank God that Pastor gave his testimony about being 70, that is promised and to us. And so those of us that have reached that and are over that, it is truly a blessing that we can, you know, God has woke us up, you know, to a brand new day, and we able to be in his glory, you know, right now. We don't have to do it later. We can do this now. And so many times we've been taught that you're going to be in God's glory over there. We could be in God's glory right here. So, you know, I thank God for the teaching and the confirmation that we have Once Pastor speaks this word, then you could turn right around into scripture and follow him in his teaching. So God bless. God bless you, Pastor, for teaching, and God bless you for making it plain for us. And I just thank God that, you know, we can receive it. It's up to us to receive it, too. So I just thank God for the word.
Amen.
God bless.
Go ahead, Evangelist Sharon.
Oh, no, I didn't have anything to say. I was just saying amen. I was piggybacking on Pastor Bell. But now since I'm talking, what stuck out to me this week was you used an analogy about pressing and wrinkles, getting the wrinkles out. Pressing and pressing with the iron and getting the wrinkles out. And you spoke about one of the wrinkles are people in our lives that are holding us back. People, they might be our sister, brother, friend for years, but they're holding us back from pressing on. They're one of the wrinkles in our clothing that we're trying to press out. But we don't we don't see it, you know, but that stuck up to me. Amen. God bless everybody.
Wow.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you too, Pastor. A lot of times, Evangelist Sharon, she don't say things. She be on here every day. Very seldom he's not on here. And she listens. And just like she shared with you guys, a lot of time off air, she shared with me things, and thank God for that. And I want to say to the rest, those that don't have the material, you let me know, and I'll find a way to get it to you, either through email. I had two people this week ask about the confession sheet, and I did my best to get it to them, way of email and the way of text. I know people are listening. I want to say that. And it's strange. It's not strange, but it's the way things happen. God showed me something 40 years ago, and then he turned around and let me see the very thing he showed me. Somebody had put it together. Now, God had me to put it on paper. I'm telling y'all the truth. God had me to put it on paper and told me to make it personal. Then I turned around 20 years later, and somebody wrote a book and put it in this book. So God had me get these books and start sharing these prayer books with people so that they'll know that it didn't really come from me. It was passed along. And God, and from all of that, God is telling me that it's time that people come in that unity of faith.
Yeah.
See, that unity is that same faith. Unity,
yes,
it's a word that's real deep in my heart, and I won't talk about it today, but listen, brothers and sisters, when you talk about unity, man, that was one of the greatest things God for us was, you can think of unite, but unity is, it's unique.
Hallelujah.
When I think of unity, I goes right back to that word that we were talking about a moment ago. It's that oneness. It's that same quality. It's that same thing. That unity. It's like being on one accord, man. It's harmony there.
Yeah.
It's balance. Yeah. It's like God wants us to be in that same image, man. He wants us to be united with him.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
It's powerful. Unity is powerful. And that's why I say if you are married, make sure there's unity in your marriage. Powerful. The Bible says, see, what two can do, even three. You be in unity with God. You, your wife, or your husband, or your mate, whatever. And That's hard to break. You can break one string, but try to break two.
That's
you
right.
can
pass, right.
break, even if you can break two, wrap three and try to break three.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember seeing that movie about Tarzan. He would get them vines and he wrap them together. You never see him wrap less than three together, and those three became one. He could swing anywhere.
Amen.
Some of y'all may not be old enough to remember the movie Tarzan. Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
But just these things that happened in my life, it just kind of flashback God has showed me, said, well, that's why that was able to work. That's why he was able to, just different things. And unity is one of the most powerful things. That was one reason God wanted to let us make man in our image. God knew if he had that unity, that us, I like to say us, had that us together, that was going to be some powerful stuff, see.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Amen, amen.
But it gives you the stability. It gives you the missing link. It gives you, when you're united, one can't overthrow the other when you're united.
Yes.
When you're together. And that's why I say it's important that we stay with God.
Yes.
Some of the best basketball games I've ever seen was when people was united. They were, wasn't no one person trying to hog out the ball, trying to outdo it by themselves. But when they was working, you know, togetherness in constant, you know, it's a difference. It's a big difference.
Amen.
But I thank God for each and every one of you all. Thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for speaking up. I'm always intrigued with what comes out of your mouth, because God always gives us something. That's what I said about Thursday.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for you getting us going Thursday. Evangelist Renee, the same way, she brings that extra to this broadcast. I know when she spoke Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, but she wasn't really Tuesday. It was Tuesday. When she spoke Tuesday, I know she wasn't really mentally, but, man, just to hear her voice and to hear how God just took over and let her speak with boldness and with a strong voice, that was a blessing to me. That's all I want to say. That was a blessing to me.
Yes.
So
yes.
I just thank God for this broadcast and for you guys. Y'all have been truly a blessing to me. Y'all makes things go better for me. You know, it's just that's the way it is. Certain people, and I got folks on here never said anything, been on this broadcast forever and ever. They don't say nothing. And I thank God for you. So don't think I don't see you. I see you. We may not hear you, but I see you. I can tell you, and I don't want to use nobody for an illustration. If they want to tell you, they'll tell you. But I have people been on broadcast for a couple of years. I think they went 2 years, never said a mumbling word. But listen, everybody.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going to tell y'all who she was, but if she want to tell y'all, she'll tell y'all one day. So I'm saying that because I have people on here that don't say anything, but you listen. And I appreciate that. And I won't try to encourage. And I encourage everybody to get out and preach the gospel and share the word of God, the good news, because I think that's powerful. But as far as saying something on the broadcast, I don't try to encourage that. Unless the Spirit leads you, then do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor, you had a last word.
Oh, I just thank God for the word. I thank God for growth. I thank God for staying past. Because through this word at noon, I thank God it has helped me to see things differently and helped me to be in God's word more and help others also to be in God's word as well. So I thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, with that being said, brothers and sisters, I look forward to seeing